What I wanted to talk about today are some of the steps that Microsoft has taken, in particular on the enforcement side, to try to figure out who actually is behind these zombie computers. So what we did at Microsoft, this past summer we decided to have a little experiment so we could try to figure out some of these things. And what we did was we took a clean computer, just like any computer that you would have in a home, a PC user who's connected to the internet. And we infected that computer with a simple malicious code, just like something that any computer user could get by some type of careless download or by going on the internet unprotected from these types of threats. In fact, the malicious code that we downloaded came from a computer user, a victim, who had actually been turned into a spam zombie. We took that malicious code and we downloaded it on our this clean computer, and the malicious code immediately, of course, infected the computer and turned it into a spam zombie. So what does that mean? A spam zombie is simply a computer that's connected to the internet, and the computer itself calls out to the internet and announces its address and says, "Here I am, I'm up and open for business, what do you want me to do?" And it's essentially calling out to the zombie controllers to tell the computer what to do. And in this case, it certainly didn't take much time for many, many different zombie controllers to reach out to this one computer to tell it what to do. Over the course of 20 days, so slightly less than 3 weeks, Microsoft documented 5 million connections to this one computer alone. These 5 million connections were used to send over 18 million spam email messages. It's important to realize that this is just one computer. So we're talking about one computer that's been infected with this simple code that then is turned into a zombie computer that's used to send over 18 million spam email messages in less than 3 weeks. And that's just one computer. The scope of this problem goes well beyond that, because we know that there are actually thousands and thousands of other spam zombie computers. These are just spam zombies like the one that we created in our lab. Now, for us, we cordoned the computer off so it didn't actually send any spam emails. But these computers, as Dan Salzberg has described, are actually sending billions and billions of email messages. And industry experts estimate that over 50% of the spam actually sent today comes through these types of zombie computers. So with the information that we gathered from this investigation, Microsoft filed a lawsuit. And with that lawsuit, we issued a number of discovery requests to various ISPs and other third parties to try to get back, to follow this upstream, to figure out who's doing this, who's sending these spam messages through these computers. And what we have uncovered to date is what we believe to be 13 separate spam operations that we've identified that were responsible for the bulk of the spam messages that went through this one computer. So our next step is to take that information. We have a few more investigative steps that we need to take, and then we're going to, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 months, amend this lawsuit to name those spammers who are responsible for taking advantage of these zombie spam networks. And hopefully, through that process, we, in partnership with the FTC, with Consumer Action, and with other consumer protection organizations, can make a real difference.